And the Prince of Wales tried his hand at being a Dalek earlier. Charles lent his voice to one of the Doctor Who baddies during a visit to the BBC studios in Cardiff. That's the latest. I'm Adam Lindsay.
This is Phoenix FM.
Movie. Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go flight.
Guidance go. Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Stage and Screen Show. Well, as you may have noticed, last week's show was a repeat, so I couldn't be here, but tonight it is well and truly live. A little bit later, we're going to have some live singing for you in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Thank you.
theme to the 1985 fantasy adventure movie Lady Hawk, composed by Andrew Powell. The story of Lady Hawk begins with a thief called the Mouse escaping from the dungeons of medieval Aquila, setting in motion a chain of events that may save or destroy a beautiful woman and a brave captain. The two lovers are doomed to lifelong separation by a demonic curse invoked by a corrupt bishop. By day, Isabeau is transformed into a hawk, while at night, Navarar becomes a wolf. And Imperius, the monk who betrayed them, has found a way to break the curse, but only if he and the Mouse can get them back into Aquila to face the bishop. What a plotline. The film starred Rutger Hauer, Michelle Pfeiffer, and a very young Matthew Broderick as the Mouse, and was produced and directed by Richard Donner.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And in that same year, 1985, Richard Donner was also at the helm of another movie, which was far more successful both with the critics and at the box office.
Thank you.
composed by Dave Grusin. That was the main theme, followed by the Fratelli's Chase from the 1985 cult family classic movie, The Goonies. All about a small group of preteens who live in the Goondocks of Astoria in Oregon. In attempting to save their homes from demolition, they discover an old Spanish map that leads them on an adventure to unearth the long-lost fortune of One-Eyed Willie, a legendary 17th century pirate. Directed by Richard Donner, the screenplay to The Goonies was actually written by Chris Columbus and based on an original story by none other than Steven Spielberg. So no wonder it was such a success.
Phoenix FM.
Now, although Dave Grusin composed the orchestral score for The Goonies, there were a number of original songs written for the movie by Cyndi Lauper, including this one, The Goonies Are Good Enough. Cyndi Lauper there with The Goonies Are Good Enough, which she wrote for the 1985 movie The Goonies.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And much more recently, Cyndi Lauper has been penning the songs for the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Kinky Boots, which swept the board at the awards ceremony earlier this year.
Trust your feet in Christ and shun our works. Life is tried and true. Practical, pragmatical, steadfast and sturdy, sturdy too. If you stroll or saunter, ramble, hop, jump, hop or run, the prudent shoe for you to choose is prize and song.
You might think beauty comes in spring and sparrow, for when the sun rises, it's the morning dew. But if you walk the straight and narrow, you'll find the elegance and comfort is a...
Do you know what the most beautiful thing in the world is, Charlie?
A shoe!
The most beautiful thing in the world, the most beautiful thing in the world, Charlie, that I know.
Sing it, Charlie!
The most beautiful thing in the world, the most beautiful thing in the world,
Charlie is beautiful. For generations I've played the way before you. You'll be next in line when my time is through. And there's a saying handed down I found of value, that you can tell about a fella from his
shoe.
The most beautiful thing in the world, the most beautiful thing in the world, Charlie, that I know, I know. The most beautiful thing in the world, the most beautiful thing in the world, Charlie, is beautiful, is beautiful.
But what if I don't want to make shoes?
You're a right funny kid, you are.
Stupid boy!
Charlie, here are the shoes I told you about. Come have a look-see. Aren't they the most necessary things ever? If you want to slip a ring on my finger, you'll first slip these shoes on my feet.
It's a tad posh for life in Northampton, wouldn't you say?
Then good thing we're moving to London. And won't they make a fitting farewell to the stink of cattle farms and tannin leather? Oh, we may have been born in a small factory town, but we're sure as hell don't have to die there.
You see the price? There's 3 months' rent.
Pinch 'em or pay for 'em, that is up to you. But these shoes are in my future. Two new beginnings, hello to sunny days. We're up with mobile now, goodbye to small town ways. Till it's impossible to find a trace of what we left behind. And our defining element is in these shoes.
The most beautiful thing in the world, the most beautiful thing in the world.
Your life, your future is right here at this factory. You belong here.
No, Dad, I belong with Nicola in London.
No, you belong here.
Will you toast my journey?
But to leave your home and family for a job shopping in London?
Marketing, Dad. Richard Bailey has offered Nicola and me positions marketing real estate.
You're breaking my heart, Charlie.
To you, Dad.
Shoes can protect a man's journey, but only his heart can choose the path. And so a toast to our own Charlie. May you never fail to point your shoes back home.
to Charlie.
It's beautiful, it's beautiful.
To Charlie.
It's beautiful, it's beautiful.
Charlie. These shoes are symbols of our family's history.
Don't you go anywhere, cause you belong to me.
You all do realise you're talking about shoes.
The most beautiful thing in the world. The most beautiful thing in the world, Charlie, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
From the 2013 Broadway cast recording of Kinky Boots, that was The Most Beautiful Thing in the World, written by Cyndi Lauper, based on the true story behind the 2005 film of the same name, all about a struggling shoemaker and his drag queen business partner. The show earned a season high of 13 nominations and 6 wins at the 67th Tony Awards, including Best Musical, as well as Best Score for Lauper, making her in fact the first woman to win the composing category solo. Now, the show is due to embark on a countrywide tour of the US at the beginning of 2014, and I will of course keep you updated of future plans to bring the show to the West End, should any be announced. Well, the focal character in the song I just played, a young dreamer called Charlie, leads me to think of another musical, which opened in London's West End just last week, but more of that a little bit later on.
Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Last towns of courage to reach the unreachable, the unreachable, the unreachable star. I won't reach, I won't reach the unreachable star.
Wow. Thank you very much, Ben. Come and take a seat.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was the first live studio performance that we've ever had here on the Stage and Screen Show, and I think that went extremely well. Thank you very much for agreeing to do that. I am joined here in the studio by two guests, so welcome to the Stage and Screen Show. I'm joined here by Helen Arbour, Principal of Helen Arbour Performing Arts, or HAPA for short, and also Ben Brunning, who you just heard singing there, and who is very much involved in the tuition of the school, and I think Helen's going to talk a little bit more about that a bit later. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you very much.
And Helen, welcome back to you, because of course you were here with me just over 2 months ago in April. When you were telling us a lot about the new branch of HAPA that was opening in Billericay.
Yeah, that's right.
How did that go?
It's all gone really well so far. Actually, it seems like we've been up and running for ages. I can't believe it was just 2 months ago. But no, it's all going really well. We've got, big classes starting up and the show's next week. I can't believe it. So, yeah, it's all going really well.
So is that the first show that they've been working to since the new school opened?
Yeah, first show this term.
Wow, that's quite soon, isn't it? They don't get very long to...
No, we tend to do a show a term. We're a bit crazy like that.
Okay, and what is it? What's the show?
It's called West End to Broadway. The Rochford students already did their show. And the Billericay, I say next week, it's actually the 13th. And the lovely Ben, who you just heard singing then, will be performing at the show as well. So it's bound to be fantastic.
Brilliant. And if people wanted to come along and see it, how should they go about doing that?
Recently, the students that have been interested in coming along have been emailing us, and we've just been offering them complimentary tickets to come along and see the show.
Oh,
and
great.
If they like what they see and, you know, enjoy what the kids do at HAPA, then they're more than welcome to join up in September or even come along to our summer school.
Which is something we're going to talk very much about in a second, because I know the summer school is something that's about to kick off.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, Ben, as you're here, do you want to perhaps tell us a little bit about your own background? Because your voice is superb. Have you been professionally trained? Or
thank you very much. Not particularly, no. I've had a few singing lessons back when I was at school, and I've had some more recently with a gentleman in Chelmsford. But I've not been professionally trained, no. Really, I've picked things up from listening to other famous singers and trying to imitate what they do.
Great stuff. And in terms of your involvement in HAPA then, how did that come about, and what do you do?
I actually got an email from Helen one day saying, would you like to come perform in one of my shows? And
I found his CD in my mum's kitchen. We'll just say that, yeah.
And, so you were cajoled, should we say, into getting involved in the
first
place.
Exactly. I turned up, we did the show, and I really enjoyed it, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah.
Enjoy working together, so it's great, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so the summer schools, mm-hmm. How does it work? How can people get involved?
Right, the summer schools run for a week in August. We've got Rochford runs from the 12th to 16th of August, and the Billericay one is the week after, is the 19th to the 23rd. They're just for 5 days, but the students actually put on a full-blown production in a week. Well, say a week, it's 4 days, because they use the Friday for a dress rehearsal.
Right.
This year, it's HAPA Goes to Hollywood, so it's all the famous films, and parents will be greeted with red carpet and photographers on the when they come and watch the show in the evening, and the students will show what they've put together in the week. It really is great fun.
God, it sounds great. And so obviously you don't have to have been involved.
Absolutely
in the classes
not,
up
no.
until now to do the summer school.
Everyone's invited, yeah. They could, all the information's on our website if they wanted to get involved.
And just remind us what the website address is.
It's www.helenharbourperformingarts.co.uk.
Okay, and there may be parents out there listening thinking, actually, that would be great for their kids.
Yeah.
Can you give us an idea of what the cost would be?
Sure, yeah, it's £99 for the week, and that includes they get a souvenir T-shirt, goodie bags, two tickets for the end of the show at the end of the week, and great tuition, guest choreographers. I've got a couple of friends that are coming down from, they've been in West End shows, they're going to come and do some dances and singing with them. It really is jam-packed. It's a fantastic week.
And how soon do people need to sign up for that if it's something that they were interested in doing?
Yeah, pretty beginning of August would be good, because I like to get a number of know what I'm going to be doing, and I like to write some scripts for the kids as well, so they every child gets to do something. Like if they just like acting, they don't have to sing or dance. They can do set design, costume design. There's so much they can get involved in.
Okay, sounds great. Well, if you're listening out there and that sounds good, then do check out the website, and we're going to be giving you those details again a little bit later. But I think as that went so well, Ben, how do you fancy doing another song for us?
Certainly give it a go.
Okay, this is Empty Chairs and Empty Tables from Les Miserables. Over to you.
Can't be spoken. There's a pain caused on and on. Empty chairs at empty tables. Now my friends are dead and gone. Here they talked of revolution. Was they lit the flame? Here they sang about tomorrow, and tomorrow never came. From the table in the corner, they could see. Is ringing, and I can hear them now. The very words that they had sung became their last communion on the lonely barricade at dawn. My friends, forgive me. I live and you are gone. There's a grief that can't be spoken. There is a pain that goes on and on. Phantom faces at the window. Phantom shadows on the floor. Empty chairs at empty tables, where my friends will meet no more. Oh, my friends, don't ask me what your sacrifice was for. Chairs at empty tables, where my friends will sing no
Fantastic. That was Ben Brunning there performing Empty Chairs at Empty Tables from the musical Les Miserables, composed by Alain Boublil and Claude-Michel Schomburg. I'm joined here in the studio by Helen Arbour and Ben Brunning from HAPA, the Helen Arbour Performing Arts School. And we've been talking a little bit just now about their summer school. So if that's of interest, then do check out the website, which we'll be giving you details of shortly. Helen, in terms of the longer term course, because we haven't really focused a huge amount on that, just remind us how people can get involved in that if they were looking for something more than summer school.
Oh, the Saturday classes in Billericay, they run every week at the Mayflower Hall in Billericay, and we split the groups, juniors and seniors, and it's pretty much very intensive, like musical theatre every week. The kids absolutely love it, and yeah, anyway, you can join at any point in the term. You don't have to wait till September or spring or anything. You can come along at any time.
So if it sounds like your thing, have a look at the website.
Absolutely,
get in
please
touch.
Feel free to pop down. We've had parents come down with their children just to ask if they can watch, and they just sit and watch what I do with the, you know, within the classes, and they've signed up there and then and came back the next week. So
if you like the sound of Helen and Ben and you'd like to perhaps get some tuition from them, then do check it out and see if you can get along. Okay, another thing I wanted to ask you about, Helen, or a couple of other things. I know since we last met, there are a couple of developments that have come along that I thought maybe you could tell us a bit about. One of them, I know, is an alliance that you've formed with All Stars Casting.
That's right, yeah. It was something I was really keen to do because I know when I was younger, if you know, performing arts school linked with an agency was something I really would have loved to have got involved in.
Yeah.
I've met with two ladies, Mel and Natalie, who have started up a casting agency, All Stars, and they're absolutely fantastic. They're based in Ramsden, and they've formed with us, and they've put on their book some of our children already. And you know, it's all systems go at the minute. There's children being called for all sorts of stuff. It's fantastic, really exciting.
So as well as being something to do in their spare time, potentially this could lead on to all sorts of other things.
Absolutely, they've got links with the BBC. ITV, all the West End shows, so it really is exciting stuff.
It sounds great. Well, again, if it's of interest, then check out the website. And Helen, just give us that web address one more time.
Oh, damn. Right, okay.
It's www.helenarbourperformingarts.co.uk.
Great. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about was HAPA birthdays.
Oh.
How does that work?
Right, yeah. It's something that I've set up. They're performing arts parties for children. I've actually got my first one this Saturday. Little Tegan, she's having a chitty chitty bang bang party. And there's 25 little girls, and the whole party's based around doing all the songs from the musical, and we get it all fitted in, and the parents come and watch the show at the end. But they can pick any musical they want. They can do pop songs, they can do any show, any film, and I'll base a party for them around that, and the parents get to come along and watch it at the end.
What a great idea. So they can literally pick anything
at all, and I'll create their party for them.
Sounds fantastic. There'll be HAPA birthdays happening all over the county.
Yeah, if I have time.
Yeah, that's it. Book early to avoid disappointment.
Absolutely.
Get in there while you can.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Great. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Welcome.
Before you go, and Ben, you knew this was coming. Last time Helen was in, I asked her to choose a tune to go into the stage and screen show time capsule. So, Helen, you're off the hook this time around. Yours has already gone in.
I'm excited about this sound effect, Ben. Wait for it.
Yeah, what? You need to set a bit of time aside for this. It goes on a little while. The idea of this, Ben, is that if you could choose just one track from stage or screen, from any film or any show, that you had to preserve for future generations, and it can only be one, what would it be and why? Now, I'm just going to give you a couple of seconds to think about that while, after Helen's build-up, we we raise the stage and screen show
it's
time capsule. Sure, we need a round of applause for that. It gets longer every time we do it. I think it's because it's getting heavier with everything in it. So, Ben, what's your choice and why?
My choice is the song The Music of the Night from The Phantom of the Opera.
Now, surprisingly, that hasn't gone in yet. So, good choice, very good choice. Why did you go with that one?
It's actually the when I was in year 9, I did particularly well in my exams. And my mum, I already said I wanted to go and see it, and my mum took me to go and see it. And I remember watching the end of Music of the Night. At the end, the Phantom points up into the audience as he sings the last long word of night. And I felt like he was pointing at me, and it just inspired me to go home and bash through the song, which I did appallingly for the last 4 or 5 years. I think I'm getting there now, but it was pretty bad to begin with. But yeah, that's what inspired me really to start singing. So if there was anything I could give to future generations of people, then hopefully that will inspire someone else one day.
Brilliant. Good, strong reason there. Now, it's a song that's been recorded a lot over the years. Obviously, Michael Crawford did it originally. Which version in particular would you like to go in?
The version I'd like to go in is Ramin Karimloo's version from the 25th anniversary concert at the Albert Hall.
Yeah, very good choice.
Reason being, I think in a recording studio, sometimes the true meaning of the song gets lost a little bit with all the reverb and the trying to create a perfect track. I like the rawness of the track, and I think it's great.
Night time sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its the music of the night. Close your eyes and surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before. Close your eyes, let your spirit start to song, and you'll live as you've never lived around you. Hear it, feel it, closing in around you. Open up your mind, let your fantasies unwind. In this darkness, which you know you cannot fight, the darkness of the music of the night. Let your mind start a journey through a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the world you knew before. Let your soul take you where you long to be. Then can you belong to me? Floating, falling.
kiss me. Savor each sensation. Let your dream begin. Let your darker side give in to the power of the music that I write. The power of the music of the night. Song take flight. Help me make the music of the
Okay, that was the Phantom of the Opera from the Phantom of the Opera, the music of the night from the 25th anniversary concert performance, performed there by Ramin Karimloo. And that was the choice. That was the choice of Ben Brunning, who is here from Happer, to go into the time capsule. Guys, thank you once again for coming in.
Thanks,
thank you.
Just before you go, Helen, do you want to give us those contact details one final time?
Okay. I was about to say to Ben, I'll do my double use because people are going to think I can't do them, and I didn't realise my mic was live. I'm sorry. Right, the website is www.helenarbourperformingarts.co.uk, and our phone number is 01277 808805.
Brilliant. And if you had to say in sum up in one sentence what children or teenagers would get out of coming along to Happer, what would you say?
I would say that at Happer we guarantee the highest teaching standards and the most professional shows that children's theatre school can produce, and we have Ben.
Fantastic. And Ben, as I said before, a couple of great performances that you gave us there live.
Thank
this
you
evening
very much.
And I gather you have a website as well.
I do. It is www.benbrunning.com.
Great, thanks again, and I hope to see you both soon.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, slightly later than usual, we are now going to go straight into this week's stage and screen news. Musical supervisors and orchestrators have secured a victory in their campaign to be honoured at the Olivier Awards, with next year's ceremony set to include a brand new prize category for which they will be eligible. Campaigners have been calling on the Society of London Theatre to honour musical directors, supervisors and orchestrators since 2011, with leading figures including Mike Dixon and Gareth Valentine calling the lack of a category honouring these peers a serious oversight. Stephen Ward, the new musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber, will open at the Aldwych Theatre in December. The show, which has a book and lyrics by Christopher Hampton and Don Black, will be directed by Richard Eyre and will begin previews on December the 3rd. Press night is December the 19th, and the musical is currently booking until the 1st of March next year. Stephen Ward is set in 1963 and based on the Profumo Affair, the political scandal that involved then Minister for War, John Profumo, and Christine Keeler, with whom he had an affair. Casting has yet to be announced. And rather excitingly, Henry Winkler, best known for playing the Fonz in television show Happy Days, is working as the creative consultant on a new stage musical based on the US series. The musical of Happy Days will be directed by Andrew Wright, who choreographed the West End production of Singing in the Rain, and will star Heidi Range, who's best known for being in the pop group The Sugar Babes. Range will play Pinky Tuscadero in the production, which will open at the Churchill Hill Theatre, that's the Churchill Theatre, in Bromley in January next year, before embarking on a national tour. Happy Days is written by Gary Marshall, who created the original television series. It will feature 21 musical numbers penned by Paul Williams, who worked on the film of Bugsy Malone, and whose songwriting credits include We've Only Just Begun, Evergreen, and Rainy Days and Mondays. The Happy Days theme tune will also appear in the musical. New productions opening in London this week include tonight, Noel Coward's Private Lives officially opens at the Gielgud Theatre, directed by Jonathan Kent and starring Toby Stevens and Anna Chancellor. And then tomorrow night, July the 4th, Macbeth by William Shakespeare, of course, begins its run at the Globe Theatre, directed by Eve Best. And on to this week's screen news. TV drama Unforgiven is to be given a Hollywood makeover with Christopher McQuarrie at the helm. Saran Jones starred in the original as Ruth, who went to prison for killing two policemen who had come to evict her and her little sister from their farm. Ruth emerges years later, hoping to rebuild her life. Rumour has it they want Angelina Jolie to star this time around. The new version of Annie has its Miss Hannigan. Cameron Diaz will be joining the cast as the worst orphanage owner in the world, while Jamie Foxx will be playing an updated version of Daddy Warbucks. Glee's Will Gluck will direct, while Will Smith and Jay-Z produce. While promoting the summer juggernaut Pacific Rim, Ron Perlman has hinted at the possibility of there being a Hellboy 3. Perlman has said that Will is there in both himself and the director, as well as Selma Blair, who played Hellboy's love interest in the previous two films. Fingers crossed they find a way. And finally, the top five films at the cinema across the UK this week. The Bling Ring. Emma Watson ditches Hogwarts and goes on a robbing spree of LA's rich and famous in this true story. The Field of England, another new release this week. Sightseers Ben Wheatley tackles an English Civil War comedy with Rhys Shearsmith. And Chasing Mavericks. Gerard Butler stars in this true story of a surfing legend. And as I said, the top five films at the cinema this week are Jason Statham's Hummingbird thumps its way into fifth place of the chart, while This Is the End brings the apocalypse to number four. World War Z tumbles down to three, as does Superman in Man of Steel, as Gru and his minions take over the chart to ride high at number one with Despicable Me. And that's the stage and screen news for this week.
You're fat. Get your lovely chocolate here.
Wait.
There you go.
Oh. What is it, Charlie?
Nobody could hear us. No parade would ever cheer us up. A major luck now plays our bucket fee.
Don't you pinch me, Charlie.
I don't want to wake up from this golden dream. Chocolate! It must be believed to be saved! Gloop, TV, Beauregard, salt, bucket!
Do come in!
Gentlemen,
no,
I find no
chocolate
compare with your imagination.
breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the musical, which opens at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane just last week. And that is it for this week's Stage and Screen Show. Thank you very much to my guests from Happer, and also to Vicky Buffton for the screen news, and of course to you for listening. After the news, Melanie Watson will be here with Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, and I'll be back at the same time next week, 6 o'clock, for more from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End. That's the Stage and Screen Show next Wednesday at 6 p.m. only on Phoenix FM. So until then.
So long, farewell, I'll need to say goodbye.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Back home, huh?
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. The Egyptian military has positioned tanks on the outskirts of Cairo as thousands of protesters take to the streets.